Hi, Bible clubbers. Come right on into the clubhouse and make yourselves comfortable. The best time of the week is when we get together with boys and girls who love the Lord Jesus Christ and sing and bring praise to Him. Now, while the choir is singing our first song, would you run get a pencil and paper to write down today's quiz reference? This is a good question. It's going to take somebody with some smarts to get the answer. And I hope you'll tackle it. Pencil and paper ready. And now, choir. Thank you, choir. Now, boys and girls, did you get that paper and pencil as I asked? All right, perk up your ears. You know, kids are always wanting someone to do things for them. And it seems that some parents and grown-ups are always trying to do everything for them. Sometimes that is good, but often it would be better if we let kids do more for themselves. The Bible gives two things that children and all Christians are supposed to do for themselves. Look in Psalm 131, verse 2. David said two things he did himself. He didn't wait for God or anybody else to make him do them. He took the responsibility himself. What were they? Look in Psalm 131, verse 2. Find the answer and send it to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. What two things did David do himself? And God wants you to do them too. How about that? Get your answer off to me today. Let's see how many can find the answer. Time goes so quickly, but maybe we have time for one letter from the mailbag. Here's one from Michigan. Dear Aunt Carolyn, Silas was in prison with Paul when the jailer was converted. I listen up here at radio station in Lupton, Michigan, WMSD. I'm 11 years old, and my name is Ben. Well, good for station WMSD. And good for Ben. He found the right answer to the quiz, and you can answer today's question, too. So get your letter off now. And now, here's the choir again.
Tis the grandest scene.
Today's story is Faith versus Unbelief. You can read it for yourself in Numbers 13 and 14. What wonders God did for the Israelites. He delivered them from slavery, opened the Red Sea, and led them by a cloud in the day and a pillar of fire by night. When they were hungry, God sent heavenly manna. When they were thirsty, He gave them water from the rock. No one could have cared for them as God did. Yet, when they reached Canaan, that rich land promised by God, they balked in unbelief. God told Moses to choose 12 men, a leader from each tribe, to spy out the land. What an intriguing job! Spy out the land, Moses said. See if it's a good place to live and grow crops. See if the people are strong or weak, or many or few. Check out the cities. Are there many trees? Bring back your report and some samples of the fruits. So brave and bold, the men set out on their undercover mission. They covered Canaan in every direction. What a wonderful land! There were grapes so big that it took 2 men to carry just one cluster on a pole between them. And there were sweet pomegranates and big plump figs. They were thrilled. That is, until they saw the Canaanites. Then most of the spies quaked with fear and made a beeline back to camp. Moses and the people saw them bringing the choice fruit and anxiously listened as 10 of the spies began their report. Canaan is a rich land, flowing with milk and honey. And look at this fruit. It's wonderful. But there's no way we can take the land. The people are strong. They're giants. The cities are walled like fortresses. And the Israelites shrank in fear. They forgot all God had done for them and panic took over. Then in the midst of the chaos, Caleb stood up and quieted the crowd. Hear me. We can do it, he cried. Let's go at once and possess the land, for we're well able to take it. But the 10 other men drowned out Caleb's voice, shouting, No, we can't go against those giants. We were as grasshoppers to them. No, we cannot go. They disobeyed Moses' command. He had told them only to spy out the land and report, not to decide whether or not they would go in. God had already settled that. The people wailed and lamented all night. If only we'd stayed in Egypt. We'd rather have died there in the wilderness than to be killed here by the sword and our families be abused. Back to Egypt, they cried. They forgot the brutal slavery and whippings. In their unbelief, they would rather return to that life of torture than to trust God in the new land. Moses was horrified. He and Aaron fell on their faces before God. And Joshua and Caleb tore their clothes in grief and humility. Listen, they cried, the land is good. God will bring us in. But nobody would listen. They rebelled violently. They threw stones at Caleb and Joshua and would have killed them if the Lord hadn't stepped in. God was angry, very angry. Moses, how long will these people provoke me? After all I've done for them, they still will not believe me. I'll destroy them and build a people from you. Now, if Moses had been a proud man, he would have loved that idea. But in humility, he fell on his face and begged the Lord to spare the people. All the countries around know that you've delivered these people and of your mighty miracles. If you destroy them, others will say that God wasn't strong enough to bring them into the land. O Lord, pardon these people's sin according to thy mercy. And Moses interceded for the stubborn, faithless Israelites. And the Lord answered, I have pardoned them as you ask, but I will not let them go into the promised land. They've seen my glory and miracles, yet they will not trust me or obey my voice. Therefore they'll wander in circles in the wilderness, getting nowhere, for 40 years, a year for every day the spies search the land. The old ones who have not believed me will die in the wilderness, and their carcasses will rot there. Then I will bring the youth into this good land, and Joshua and Caleb also, because of their faithful report. When the people heard God's judgment, they changed their minds. Then they declared that they would go into the land. No, Moses warned, God will not be with you. They stubbornly presumed to go anyway, but God was not with them. In fact, two big armies killed many and defeated the rest. They went against God and His word and suffered terrible consequences. What misery and trouble they brought on themselves, all because they would not believe and obey God's word. Boys and girls, God wants our total trust. We show true faith not just by saying we believe God, but by obeying His every word. Do you have true faith? Or are you like the faithless Israelites? Unbelief is a terrible sin. It'll keep you out of heaven. It'll destroy your soul in hell. Turn from sin and self. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ, who died and was buried and rose again to forgive your sin and give you eternal life. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now God bless you. Be sure to listen next week to see what happens.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.